Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a little bit cold out there this morning, but it's going to be beautiful later today. Might hit 70 degrees. Looking like a little bit of a warm-up, but still some cold nights. So we're still not out of the frost scares, if you will, right? So still got some time for that, maybe another few more weeks, just based on, you know, long-term forecasters. Next weekend there could be some cold nights. So We're getting ready. We're still, you know, getting there. Looking like a possible couple days of rain this week. This weekend's been awesome. Temperature today is going to be incredible, but sunny, clear the past couple days. It's been real nice to be able to enjoy the weather, enjoy the time out there, get some things done, and just continue to work on the garden. And you know, today's first day of May, right? We're getting ready for the rest of the season to be able to enjoy it. You know, we had I saw this yesterday online. We were 7 days in a row of below average temperatures for the first time in 15 months. And that was in a December time frame. So it's been unseasonably cold, obviously, as I just said. But it's doesn't make it easy to garden, do all those things, right? We want to be able to enjoy the outside. So today is definitely one of those days. So hopefully you get to enjoy it outside. We'll be here for the next 4 hours to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. So definitely give us a call with any questions. I'll give the number again here, 855-660-4261. And you know, like I said, it's a bit chilly this morning, first thing if you've walked outside, but only going to warm up throughout the day. Sunny and 70. I mean, first day of May, perfect. Perfect way to get started for this month. And forget about the way April was, right? The April showers, hopefully we're going to start bringing out those May flowers. So let's start to get ready and enjoy them, right? Now, what's going on outside lately. We're seeing more and more weeds starting to, you know, get into your lawn. We're starting to see all different types. It's not just your typical, you know, dandelions starting to pop up. We're starting to see a lot more of the creeping Charlie, the oxalis, the wild violets. Those types of things are really starting to take over in a lot of lawns. And what can we be doing currently? Now, today's temperatures are very warm, right? They're going to be warm. But for a lot of our products out there that are weed killers that protect the lawn, needs to stay consistently above 60 degrees for it to work consistently and work the way we want to. Now, there's a product out there that we've been on the market for a number of years now called Weed Beater Ultra. So, the Weed Beater is one of those ones that Bon and I just had for a number of years. It's a great product. But the Weed Beater Ultra, which will do over 200 of those weeds, is actually perfect for this time of year because it will work when temperatures get to all the way down to 45 degrees. So 45 degrees is kind of a normal in the past couple weeks, and you know, it's not just about the temperature currently during the day of staying 45 throughout the day. You know, to allow this to work, it works in 24 hours. We need the temperatures to not really, you know, drop down into the 30s, you know, the low 40s, right? So when we use a product like this, this is the perfect time of year. And why does it work so well? Well, you know, why do we like using it? It's a product that kills the weeds, but not the lawn. And you can use it in the liquid form, right? Now, a lot of you might be thinking, well, you know, that's step two. That's the application that we're putting down the second time. It's a broadleaf weed killer. True. But say you just have it spot treat areas. It's probably a little bit easier to just take care of it like this. Now, this is, you know, the synthetic way. A very effective way on the lawn. You know, there are other options out there for, you know, weeds in the lawn. You know, there's some of the organic ones. They have the, you know, same start to the name with the Weed Beater, but it's a Weed Beater FE. That Weed Beater FE is an organic version, right? And that one has iron in it. What does the iron do? Well, iron will actually help green up after the fact, right? It will actually, kill some other things on there, not just, you know, the weeds that'll get rid of moss, algae, those types of things as well. It's not just about the synthetic ways of doing it, but, like I said, you know, there are other options out there. And the Weed Beater FE, you know, is an organic version for that. So, is it as effective? You're probably going to have to do it a little bit more, right? It's going to take some time. You will see some of those results in a few hours, but I think end result's going to take a little bit more time. What does it do? Like I said, that FE is the scientific abbreviation for iron, right? So when we think of iron, we think of it as greening everything up. So, those are a couple options. Now, We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Morning. Bonnie's in New Hampshire.
Bonnie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a raspberry tree. It's probably about 20, 22 years old. Over the last few years, the roots have started to surface a little bit, but over the winter, they really came to the top of the surface. It's in the middle of a garden. The garden seems to be okay, but what's going on with the tree?
Now, have you noticed... have you noticed it, like, leaning at all or moving one way towards the other, or is it just the roots are being exposed?
Nope, just the roots are really, really coming to the surface and more exposed.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes this will happen for, you know, a couple reasons. One, the amount of rain that we got last July, August, gotten all winter with snow, etc., will beat down some of that soil, pushing it further down and bringing roots to the surface a little bit. But it's one of those things that I would not worry about. And we can go over what to do and how to fix this on the other side of the break, so we don't get cut off in between here.
Okay.
So I want you to hang tight with me, Bonnie. We're going to take a break, but for everybody else, our number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing, and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the colony, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And now, before the break, we were speaking with Bonnie in regards to raspberry that, you know, it's been around a number of years. It's gotten bigger and bigger. And their roots are exposed. They are very exposed around the area, and wondering, you know, what causes it, what happens. The major thing is like a soil erosion, the amount of rain we've had in the past, past year or so has a little bit to do with that. So, what do you do for it? Well, the major answer here is, what do you not do? We don't just go through and, fill it, cover it with topsoil or, you know, soil of any sort. We don't just automatically do that. By dumping a number of, if you put a couple inches of topsoil over the top of this, you can actually suffocate some of those roots. Now, roots, when they go up above, they do, like I said, it has a lot to do with soil erosion, but that is a breathing system for the tree or shrub, whichever. But in this case, we're talking tree here. So, my thought process and the way I would look at it is, looking at a type of mulch to put over the top, because the mulch is there to insulate it. It's there to keep the moisture in, but it still allows it to breathe a little bit. Sometimes with topsoil, it gets very compact, covers it, and that's what suffocates. But instead of using just a regular mulch that you would get anywhere, I would think of using an enriching mulch, because this is a good opportunity to feed the plant without really, we're not putting a fertilizer down or something. This is a way of adding compost to the soil, which then turns to feed the plant. So enriching mulch is usually a mulch that's a little bit older and aged, has a little bit more compost to it. And so by adding a nice thin layer over the top, a lot of them are a dark color, it covers it. It makes it look actually pretty nice, but it'll actually be giving back to the plant. So I find that using like an enriching mulch like this, something that is breaking down over time and is only going to give back to the soil, is your best bet on something like this. You know, the other thing I would be looking at doing, is it in an area where water is constantly pooling up or sitting, doing those types of things? Because that can be part of one of the reasons why that area is losing its soil. And it's not really losing the soil. The soil is getting compacted and the roots are lifting because the soil is being pushed down. Take the opportunity that if you're seeing, you know, any rocks that have popped up, you know, cleaning those out and then adding the enriching mulch over the top. And, you know, continue to go about the normal process that you would with your raspberries. You know, they do tend to spread. So those roots up above, you might start to see shoots coming out in the further areas. So just take a look at that, because those are all things that could be happening with the raspberry there.
Would that work the same with the maple trees? We also have a couple of youngish maple trees. Well, they're oldish too, but they're doing the same thing. The big thick roots are surfacing, are exposed on the lawns.
Yeah, so you know, those are all natural type things when it comes to trees, and especially, you know, if you look at our history of rain in the past couple of years, you know, we were in a very drought area. So our soil was very dry. And then we had a lot of rain in last season, a lot of snow. We've had a bunch of rain this year. So our soil was very dry, is now very saturated and becoming very compacted. So it's pushing everything down. So what I would look at doing is kind of doing the same thing around the maples. But I want to go over it a little bit more because there is something a little bit more into it, because you did mention the lawn and I don't want you to get affected with it long term. So hang tight with me. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News.
According to CNN, New Yorkers don't feel safe at home anymore. Residents say they're overwhelmed with fear and anxiety as the NYPD struggles to rein in crime. The city has recorded a 42.7% increase in major crimes compared to the same period in 2021. According to the New York City Police Department, for New Yorkers, the fear of ending up as another crime statistic has cast a shadow over their city. Water levels in Lake Mead have reached their lowest since 1971, uncovering one of the original intake vaults hidden since it was first installed. It is currently at 1,055 feet above sea level, or about 30% capacity, and research has suggested that it could drop by as much as 30 feet in the next decade. This is USA Radio News. NBC News reports one dead, four injured in a shootout at the Mississippi Mudburg Festival. Two people described as juveniles were detained for questioning, although the sheriff said he believes that they have knowledge of what happened and who was involved. Three of the wounded people were stabilized at a hospital. The condition of the fourth person was not available. Officials urged residents in northern New Mexico to leave ahead of a rapidly growing blaze. More than 1,000 people were battling the Calf Canyon and Hermit's Peak fires. Officials are investigating what may have started the flames. ABC News reports that 15 people were injured in a pedal pub that overturned in Atlanta. This was a single vehicle accident, Atlanta Police Officer Steve Avery has stated. A pedal pub with multiple passengers were trying to make a turn, but apparently going too fast and have turned over. Two out of the 15 people involved were critically injured, the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department has stated. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are talking with Bonnie in regards to, you know, started off, we were talking about raspberries with their roots exposed, and moved into, you know, maple trees with their roots exposed. Now, you know, I wanted to keep her on because of the fact that she was saying, "Oh, it's in the lawn." Well, you know, when roots are in the lawn, it makes it harder to mow the lawn, because when we go right over the roots with a mower, we're hitting it multiple times very quickly with a mower blade. So, Bonnie, when you said that they were exposed, are they far out or are they right next to the, near the trunk? Where are they?
They're traveling. They are traveling. Some of them are 12 feet away from the tree. Some of them are heading towards the house, and they stop, you know, at the edge there. But yep. They're traveling.
You know, the thing about a root system is it's kind of like water. They find the path of least resistance, and they will just go kind of wherever they want, right?
Right.
That's just what they do. The major thing to do with roots that are exposed like this a lot of time is covering them with mulch. Now, it's in the lawn. What can you really do? There's not a lot when it comes into the lawn. This isn't a one where you could just, I mean, you could put mulch over this, the enriching mulch over this, but you could end up having, you know, a 12-foot wide area of the mulch. So the biggest thing to do is in that area, try to remove some of the grass in a way so it's not so close that you can mow around it, right? Is it going to look great? Probably not. But the idea is you just don't want to mow over the top of it all the time. So maybe it's taking a look at it in those areas, maybe only using like a weed whacker where it can be easier to be done, Is that the easiest thing? Not really. But it's really just paying attention to while you're mowing. Maybe it's cutting the grass in that area a little higher, moving the mower up, right? Those are all options. And you could be adding some of that enriching mulch to above the roots that are exposed, and that'll eventually do the same thing. It'll go into the soil. It's not only going to help the lawn, it'll help the root system, but the root is still going to be exposed. This is just one of those things when it comes to maple trees, when they're in the lawn, you just have to be, you know, cautious when you're running the mower over those areas. So it's not as simple as just, you know, covering it. It's being cautious, because when they're 12 feet out, you're not going to all of a sudden create a mulch bed in the middle of a lawn. So unfortunately, this one's not as easy, whereas the raspberry itself, when it's in an area where that's where it's supposed to be, it's all plants, it's not in the lawn, you can add something like enriching mulch and not worry as much.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that the trees are unhealthy.
No, not at all. It has everything to do with just it's basically erosion.
Okay.
And if you look at how dry everything was, that means our soil was it was almost very loose, right? Water would go through the soil a lot quicker. And so it just would go down, and what it's doing is pulling some of the soil with it to the ground, deeper into the ground, because it's almost like powder. When powder gets wet, it compacts, goes down more. So that's what's really happening out there.
Aha. Well, that certainly helps, and I feel better. I just felt like the tree was going to fall over in the next strong wind. So
I wouldn't, you know, it's not completely, like, that's going to happen. There's no guarantees, obviously. But I would just keep an eye on it. Be careful with the way you mow around it, because that's what could help cause it to fall over long term. Is just, you know, beating up the root system that's exposed, is cutting it, allowing pathogens in, those types of things, which weakens the tree, which then could be an issue long term for it to fall apart.
Oh, good. Well, at least I feel like I can do something to help.
Definitely. All right, Bonnie.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started for the day. It is only 6:30 in the morning, but it's going to be a great day. Temperatures are going to be phenomenal, just based on what I'm hearing and seeing. Makes me excited, right? That means spring is right around the corner. Well, spring is here, but real spring is finally here. You know, like I said, it's been abnormally cold compared to what we've seen in the past number of years. So we're finally feeling like it today, although midweek we might have a little bit of cold weather, but overnights. But it's May, right? We're excited to actually be doing a few things. I'm noticing in my yard, you know, I've told you guys a million times how we cut a bunch of trees down and everything was moss. Now, I haven't had a chance to really, you know, get rid of the stumps yet. We're just not there at this time. But a lot of areas had moss. I mean, covered in moss. And I haven't put anything down, but the moss is slowly burning up, turning to a crisp, actually. And it's not there. It's leaving the area, which is amazing. But that has a lot to do with the sun exposure that I have. But I will say, I am hearing more and more from people coming in. There is a ton of moss out there. So we can discuss that and more as the time permits. But we do have another call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat is in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm working on my graded lawn you've been helping me with, and I have grass coming up. I know it's still cold at night and in the morning. Now my question is, it's there are patches where it's coming up, and then there are patches where it's not doing anything, and I'm wondering, It's about maybe an inch and a half high at this point.
Yep.
Where it's coming up. So I'm wondering whether I try to put more seed down because, you know, my guy said it doesn't germinate as well as you'd like, or whether I wait and some of the grass might come up more slowly later.
Well, so my thought process when it comes to a lawn and starting and just in this time of year is with the temperatures getting sometimes the way they do, germination rates can slow down. It doesn't necessarily mean they'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's they'll slow down because of the cold nights, cold temperatures. So mm-hmm. I do feel as though some of that you have will germinate. But I also feel as though, and I tell this to a lot of the customers that go into the nursery that I speak with, is I always put seed down. When I put the seed down first, I let that first wave of germination come through, which is usually about 10 to 14 days. And at that next time, I put more seed down. So that I can get a second wave coming through. And then you basically almost have like three waves of it, because we have the initial wave of seed that came up, that popped up about an inch and a half like you have. Mm-hmm. Then there's going to be that seed behind it that is a little bit slower. Maybe it didn't get enough water at the beginning, and it's starting to get it, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the new seed that you're going to be put down that has the same here that's filling in some of those areas. Because there could be, you know, rain. There could be an area where it was so dry that the rain pushed the seed down deeper. So it's going to take some time for it to get up there. Or when it was young, you know, we had a cold night and those little pieces that we just didn't see, they were starting to emerge and they got frost damage. So this is the idea of just doubling it up. And usually we're not putting the same amount of seed down. It's not like the, you know, when it's a clear lawn, we put down a larger amount. We've already started to see some seeds. So what I've always said is I basically will tell somebody, say you get a 7-pound bag. Mm-hmm. You take, the first time you take 2/3 of that bag and put it down as much as, you know, all over the area. Then in about 10 days, put that other third down so that it can fill in those holes. Because, you know, even if it's, you know, if there's a slight incline, sometimes water will pull the seed down and pull it up into different areas. Sometimes even a sprinkler system, and we're not just talking rain, we could be a sprinkler system that one area gets more water than another. So these are all things that could happen, but we've also seen a lot of cooler temperatures at night. Now, as we start to see some of these warmer temperatures during the day at night, I bet you'll start to see more of that seed germinate. But I would look to add more down to it. And it's more of a reason to make the lawn thicker so that we're creating a less of a exposure for any weed seed to fly in or be in that area. And so you can actually have a thicker, greener lawn, because that's the easiest way when it comes to weed control, is a thicker, greener lawn. So I would definitely be adding more down. When you put the seed down, or when you had the guy put the seed down, did he put a starter fertilizer down too?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that starter fertilizer that's down, you do not need to add anything else. So that's still good because it's only, you know, a couple weeks old. And that usually will last 6 to 8 weeks. So we're still in that time frame where it's actually working well, and especially a couple weeks in, what's happening is though the granular form has broken down a little bit more because it is a little bit more, you know, it's not slow release because it only lasts about 6 to 8 weeks, but we're at the point where it's broken down more, so more nutrients are exposed for the grass seed. So this might be a perfect time to add a second round of it for you.
Okay, is it so? I spread it down and I use a rake and. try not to walk except where I need to put it down.
Yeah, and that, you know, I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't worry about walking over it just to get it done, right? Okay. You know, just get it done and then stay off of it. You know, yeah. One time of walking over it is fine. It's the consistent walking over it where it's just like constantly back and forth that we don't like on a lawn because it'll get that compaction for it. So walking over it once to add seed, not a problem.
Great.
All right.
Okay. Onwards and upwards. Thank you.
Well, I think you'll have some good success now going into the warmer temperatures. I think you'll see a lot of good things. So stay with it. Be patient. I do see good things coming for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide full sun or shade, dense shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect launch started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it is sunny, clear sky right now. Going to be an awesome day. So think about enjoying it outside. Getting some things done, but don't start the vegetable garden yet with your tomatoes, your eggplants, everything. I know it's hard. You're looking outside. You know the temperature is going to be 70, and you're like, this would be a great day to put my, you know, my veggies in, or even put some annuals out. Don't do it. Don't do it. We still have about 20-something days before we should, because we have that frost that could happen all the way until about May 25th-ish. Those are the time frames where we will start to see temperatures be consistent, right, at that juncture. So we need to keep our eyes open and realize we still could get a frost. We still could get some of that happening. So don't do it yet. As awesome as it is outside today, you gotta wait. I hate to say it. You'll start to see a lot of these things go into your nursery. You're going to notice that your nursery, your garden centers are going to have a lot more fruit, vegetables ready to go. But you're going to notice they're inside. because it's not time yet. We still need to wait some time. So, please, you're gonna end up replacing them if you do something now. So just wait a little bit more time. As awesome as it is outside, I know. It's just not time yet. We gotta wait some more time on there. So, what can we be doing in the garden today? What can we be doing? You know, I'm saying, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. Well, what do you want me to do if I can't do this? Well, we can still put some of those coal crops out, right? If you haven't yet, get some of those crops that, you know, are more cold tolerant. Your kales, your Brussels sprouts, your kohlrabi, your all your different options that are out there. There are tons. So look at those. Or even look at, look at planting some of these trees and shrubs at this point, because those have been outside and are fine. Focusing on those versus focusing on, the annuals that we can do a little bit later. So let's get the bigger things done and worry about those at this time versus some of the smaller things that we get that quick time frame with. So definitely some options, but please, please, please do not put the majority of your annuals and your vegetables, the non-cold tolerant vegetables. Don't put them out yet. Please don't do it. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're really just getting started for the day, so we got plenty of time for you to be giving us a call, and we can answer some things for you. So definitely, we are here for another 3 hours after this. We'll go to a break here, and we'll go into the 7 o'clock hour. But it's a beautiful day, so I can understand why you're going to be wanting to be out there getting things done, cleaned up, looking for any issues that you're seeing, and really just moving along in that garden time frame. So definitely here for you to answer your questions if you have them. Call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Take a break.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.